Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, 4 Triple Zetters. This is Trista and Jack with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, cattle that survived recent floods and extreme weather across Queensland are still under threat as the mosquito and sandfly population booms after the rain. Many Queensland graziers and vets are on edge about the possibility of herds contracting the muzzy and sandfly-borne disease, bovine ephemeral fever, known as the three-day sicknesses. Such diseases impact not only the immediate health and well-being of cattle, but also cause fertility issues and physiological impacts on the remaining flock. In more local news, Lady Gaga has announced that she will be bringing her Mayhem Ball World Tour to Australia. This will be her first stadium show in Australia in 11 years. She's coming to the Sunshine State and will be performing at Brisbane Suncorp Stadium on December 9th. She will also be performing in Melbourne on December 5th and Sydney on December 12th. Tickets will go on sale on April 17. In national news, residents from Western Australia's town of Broome are opposing a mining company's plan that threatens their water supply and quiet lifestyle. Two separate groups of residents are preparing to launch legal action against a Perth-based company, Out West Resources, which is seeking ironstone and sandstone for concrete production. The company has lodged applications for two licenses and two miscellaneous permits to extract the material in a 250-hectare area in the town's outskirts. Resident Phil Ogden said the project is too close to Broomstown's water supply. Residents are also worried about dust, noise, and habitat loss. 20 households from Coconut Well, a beachside suburb north of Broome, have come together to fund legal action through the Mining Warden's Court.
In more national news, a pack of more than 60 orcas hunted and killed an estimated 18-metre-long pygmy blue whale at Western Australia's south coast on Monday, leaving scientists and tourists in awe. The pygmy blue whale, an endangered species of blue whale, is the largest animal on Earth. Over 90 minutes, the orcas chased and exhausted the whale before feasting on it near the tiny town of Bremer Bay. Marine biologist Jenna Tucker, who witnessed the attack on a tourist boat, said the bite marks were visible all over the whale and an oil slick revealed it was seriously injured. Researchers tried to track the orcas with expensive tags, but the clever predators outsmarted them by removing the tags themselves. In international news, a startup company in the United States has claimed to have resurrected the long-extinct dire wolf. The company, Colossal Laboratories and Biosciences, has stated it has brought back the dire wolf by using DNA from fossils and grey wolf DNA. While the company has received widespread attention, scientists have been quick to point out that the wolves are not authentic dire wolves, as they are primarily grey wolves with edited DNA to match some of the dire wolf characteristics. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy. It is currently 25 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. And that's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.